Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Indeed, powered by the SID Media. Dr. Atolabe, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Brother Zama.
Well, how are you doing, Doc?
Ah, I praise the Lord. I'm well.
Ah, fantastic.
And how are you?
Well, I'm doing okay. Thank you for joining us this afternoon for a brief moment. We've been talking about, the cycle of life and, of course, the seasons thereof. And today we're talking about infancy. And, when you talk about infancy, you think about babies who don't eat much because of their tiny tummies. So it's important that their diets contain plenty of nutrients. And so you are going to be sharing the best foods to feed an infant in the first year of life. So tell us about this stage of life. There's always much debate about what is ideal for an infant diet. But let's hand over to you to actually give us more on this.
Okay, well, I want to do something very quickly to help us appreciate why the food is important.
Mm-hmm.
One, a baby is in the world now. When it's just arriving, it's called a newborn.
Yes.
Within 2 months, newborn. But by the time a baby is a year old, that's an infant.
Ah.
Now, between the time that the baby is born and when the baby clocks one, the baby has tripled its weight.
Okay.
That tripling of weight is faster than even puberty time that we know is very fast rate.
Yeah.
We talk about, the young girl, the young boy just grow up very fast suddenly.
Mm-hmm.
But the child within 1 year grows very, very rapidly.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, it's very important that the child be well fed.
Mm-hmm.
When we say well fed, it can mean different things for different people. Some people say, I'm well fed. A man is well fed in my culture. They said, you are well fed when they see the tummy coming out. And the difficulty to button the shirts and so forth. And these days that the men are also wearing firm, close-fitted clothing, then you see all the tummy coming up and the back also coming out.
Mm.
That's not being well fed. That is not being well fed.
Yeah.
Yes, the person is eating a lot, but he's eating a lot of wrong things. So it's very important that we don't do the same thing with our children.
Yeah.
That we actually know that there are some things that are very important that the child should have. Because within this child, within this time, the child is going to begin to smile.
Mm-hmm.
As if, I appreciate all you are doing, Daddy. I appreciate all you are doing, Mommy. And the baby begins to roll over, to play, to sit up, to wave, to clap, to pick up objects, to crawl, to begin to babble, mama, ba, 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 and then even to begin to say some few words and to walk. Who is teaching the child all this? Nobody. So God has built into the neonates, the newborn, all of these things.
Wow.
They have been written down in the DNA and then it starts manifesting. However, if the child is not fed properly with the right nutrition, it may not achieve these things. As simple, as straightforward as they seem to be automatic or let's say instinctual, they may not happen at the right time. And of course, if your baby is not having the right movement or the right milestone, don't worry. As long as you are properly feeding the child, and then you are sure there isn't any type of physiological problems that the child is having, ascertain that that is not there. Then pay attention to one important detail.
Mm-hmm.
When a child is born, the child is supposed to feed from the mother's milk. That is the ideal diet that God gave mankind, for the mother to breastfeed her baby. But today, we women, we are busy. We have a career. And we run here and we run there. And sometimes the breast will not even produce milk because of stress. Yes, there are some women who they can't produce milk because there's so much going on. They are running helter-skelter. The stress and so forth is not allowing the normal physiology of milk production to happen. Therefore, most of the time we give our babies animal milk. Now, the animal milk was made for the calf, not for the baby. The cow is supposed to feed its own baby with its own milk. Because you see, in the milk of cow, the proteins that are present there that nature and nature God has put in it are not the same as the human milk. Have you ever witnessed or seen a cow deliver little calves? Within a few hours, they stand up and they start walking. Babies are not the same. It takes about a year. In fact, most of the time, 18 months before the infant starts becoming a toddler, beginning to walk. Therefore, the most ideal diet for the child at this stage, till 1 year old at least, some say two, breast milk the child until then. And when the child is transitioning from breast milk to some table food, don't transition to cow's milk. Now, each one will have to make a decision.
Yeah.
But in natural healthcare, we emphasize the need to know what is the best. Then you make the best choice as close as possible, because there are some women who have problems and it's difficult to breastfeed. But then there are also some milk that are made from soy milk, for instance, soya beans, and can be used from some nut milk and so forth, which can be used for the baby that the mother is not able to feed from the breast. There are several diseases that have been associated with babies who do not breastfeed. Infantile eczema, colic, allergies, even sudden death syndrome. That is, the baby just dies in the crib. And if the mother is drinking animal milk and feeding the baby from her breast, the baby also can still have allergic reaction. Milk is one of the high hyper allergic food, milk, and of course some nuts, but milk is one. Therefore, if we choose that we want to have babies, then we need to understand all of these things and do the best we can. If you remember, last week and the week before, we talked about these hyperactivity actions in children.
It does
not start from one day. For many of them, it is an allergic reaction, research is telling us. And when the allergy is taken away, some children just settle down. Their brain just normalizes. So given the child animal milk has been suspected as number one problem that is the cause or one of the causes of this hyperactivity in children. There are other factors like high sugar intake. Many times when we give our infant fruit juices that has been sweetened, dessert, snack foods, because you see, once the children start looking at us when we are eating, we start putting some of the food we eat in their mouth. Well, if the mother do not take all of these soda drinks, then she won't have them around to give her babies. I was going to throw a fit when I saw a lady had a baby on her back, and then she stopped and she bought this Coke type of drink.
Oh my goodness.
The dark color type of drink. And she just turned the baby around, put the bottle in the baby's mouth to drink. I was so sad. Why? There's water. Give that baby water to drink and let a baby learn to drink water on time. Don't give them soda drinks. They are just coloring, a lot of sugar, some effervescence, some CO2 to just make it look and then the baby likes it that way, or the mother likes it that way. Some of us, I will confess to it, I was addicted to one of these drinks growing up in the university because I said busy in quotes, and then I will not take my time to cook and I will live on all these snacks and all these drinks. Not for the babies. because even as adults, we see the side effects that we suffer, because I suffered a lot. And you'd ask me, I can tell another time, that taking those soda pops and so forth did not help my body at all. Therefore, they are not for infants. Sweets, all of these artificial sweets. You know, the interesting thing is this, my dear brother and my listeners, that God has put sweet things in nature. Fruits are naturally sweet. Yes. Well, if they allow them to ripe properly. And there are so many things that, especially in the kingdom of fruits, which is the first food that God gave man, they have very nice sweet taste. Let the children begin to eat those things and get them accustomed to those things. When they get accustomed to this, they will not crave for that which is not the best for them. You take a child to daycare, and before a week or two, the child is down with one of the flu symptoms, coughing, sneezing, having temperature, because these children come from home with all of these problems in them already. And so it's a viral thing, and so it transmits quickly to other little children that are in such daycare centers or in such places. So I like to put emphasis where I know from experience that emphasis should definitely be placed, and that is from the many, many things we need to save our infants from, what we most importantly need to save them from, which we never or do not take really very, very serious, is what we put in their mouth. And this is very important, because what we eat is what we are.
Yes.
So whatever we feed our baby is what they are going to be. Today, we are having so many infantile obesity. I work at the respiratory care in the hospital before I returned back to Africa. And I remember one particular day we were looking for a mask to put on the face of this 8-year-old child who already had a respiratory disease that is for adults.
Oh,
and they could
not
find a mask for the small face, but the body was big. And I had a preacher preach in my church one time who at that time, I don't know where he is now, he was a surgeon, particularly in the area of children. And he was preaching in church that day, and he told us, he said, the surgery they are doing now for children were the surgeries that were that they used to do in the gerontology department, that is the department for the old people. They are now having to do bypass for children. It usually starts in infancy when we wean our child to sweet things, to highly fatty foods, then their arteries start getting blocked very quickly. And I also read that made me sad that when American soldiers went to Vietnam War, that's several years back now, several of them that died, and they did post-mortem autopsy on them, many of them already had blocked arteries. These are 19, 20-year-olds. And that's from the diet. So this diet that we used to think is only for those countries in the first world, but now they are all over. The whole world is now a little village, and we are eating the same thing, and we are drinking the same thing, and smoking the same thing. And so the world is really sick. As I love the writings of Ellen White, she said, the world is like a laser house filled with sick people. And it starts from infancy. So that's why I'm emphasizing during this period of life that parents will please, please don't feed their babies with the food that will give them obesity, that will make them have asthma, that will give them respiratory diseases, and even heart disease, as we are seeing in the world today.
You know, Doc, you've actually said a mouthful. I just want to check one thing or so. You know, I've noticed that truly, you know, from infancy, our bodies are not built up for these, you know, particular things. I just want to confirm. As a time, I've been, you know, away from sugar for quite a long time. In fact, I at some point I stopped sugar altogether. It's been a battle for a while now. Actually, I sometimes win, I sometimes lose, and. You know, when you go back to it and you have something that has got sugar, man, the way the body reacts, it's so strange. It's as though you're actually sick. You know, the minute you take some sugar, you get very sick and you're not well. So I'm actually confirming that once you give the baby those sugary things, which are unnatural, we're just spoiling the babies. I mean, even as adults, worse if you're going to give a baby fizzy drinks, which I no longer take, by the way. If I happen to actually take them, oh, the way I'm going to be having hiccups the whole day. So I do want to say, well, thank you so much, Doc, for this, because God has given us all of these natural things that can be taken literally from the cradle right to the grave so that we can have healthy lives. Your parting shot?
Yes, you're right. You are right on the point. You just knocked it right on the head of the nail. Very true.
Beautiful. Well, Doc, thank you.
And that's because the sugar reduces immunity.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
The white blood cells just, they go to sleep. They are killed with high sugar content in the system, in the body system.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right, Doc, thank you so much for joining us once again this afternoon. Always appreciate your advice and your insights into these things. Thank you. Blessings and have a wonderful Sabbath.
I wish you the same. God be with you.
Thank you.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.